So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, going to spend the first portion of our program talking with you about the Ice Age Scenic National Trail that runs across Wisconsin for 1,000 miles. And a couple of guests for you with me in the studio. Mike Walmer of Madison is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation. Mike, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Larry.
And with us by phone, Jason Dorgan of Madison, who is planning to run the entire 1,000-mile route of the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin. He'll be starting on April 14th at Interstate Park at St. Croix Falls and ending at Pottawatomie State Park on Green Bay in Door County. 3 weeks later, Jason, are you nuts?
I've gotten that a lot.
Oh, man. And you're trying to do this in 3 weeks.
22 days is what I'm giving myself with one extra day.
With one extra day. And all right, help me with the math on that. How many miles a day is that?
I'll be averaging between 46 and 54 a day, depending on whether it's mainly trails or mainly roads.
Well, Mike Walmer, you know the Ice Age Trail isn't a track.
No, it's not. It's a rather varied. Varied experience is the best way to put it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Wisconsin was covered by a glacier, 10,000 years or so ago. Does the trail roughly follow the path? Tell us about the trail. Give us that background.
Well, the trail roughly approximates the farthest advance of the terminal of the last glaciation. So that terminal moraine kind of defines the rough path of the trail.
Yeah. And it was, and it's been something that has been in progress, or process, I should say, for a long, long time to get all the pieces of it together and so forth.
Well, it's been in process for a long time, and it'll be a long time before it's done. The vision of the trail was Ray Zillmer's back in the 1950s, and finally culminating in 1958 mm-hmm. when he started the foundation that would start governing it. But there's been lots of people since then as well.
Yeah, Jason, why do you want to do this?
I've thought about that a lot. And about a year and a half ago, I've read about people running the Appalachian Trail, other national scenic trails. And I've always enjoyed the Kettle Moraine trails down in the south, Kettle Moraine, running them, racing them. And I got the idea in my head, hey, why don't I try to run the Ice Age Trail? And then I talked to people that have thru-hiked it, and that just kind of encouraged me more.
Tell you what, it sounds like a daunting task because there's what has Jason got to look forward to? I mean, in April there still could be some pretty miserable weather, and there's some pretty miserable walking from time to time, I would think.
Well, that could very well be the case. Nobody can tell the future. I mean, Jason's got it figured out, though. He's not going to have to deal with any bugs.
Yeah, that's for the mosquitoes shouldn't be out in force at that time of the year anyway.
That's been a challenge for a lot of the hikers that have gone through, and they go through rather light and minimalistic. Their tent shelter arrangement is minimal as well. Jason's not going to be worrying about that.
Yeah, we'll find out some more about that. Mike Walmer and Jason Dorgan are guests today, and I am given the number, so let me do that right now. If you have a question about what the heck Jason is up to with his run or some questions about the Ice Age Trail itself here in Wisconsin, we certainly hope you'll join in with a question or comment. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Anywhere else, it's toll-free at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Tell us a little more, Mike, about the Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation itself. What's its goals? What are its goals?
Well, the foundation, you can't really speak about just the foundation when you talk about the Ice Age Trail. We're a partnership between the National Park Service and the DNR, and the three entities form what we call lovingly the triad.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us have different responsibilities in creating and managing the trail. As a National Scenic Trail, the National Park Service is an integral part of the of our funding and of our the way we administer the trail, compliance issues and things like that. The DNR is the major force between the acquisition of land and easements and properties along the way. And then the foundation is charged primarily with maintaining the trail, building the trail, along with, and the foundation itself is comprised of 23 chapters right now, stringing across the state, and thousands of volunteers.
And volunteers, obviously, very critical in a situation or with a trail like this that travels over so many, many, many miles.
Oh, the diversity is incredible. I've only had an opportunity to see bits and pieces of the trail, really, in the grand scope of things. But without the volunteers we have, without the chapter coordination of those volunteers, and ultimately the foundation's coordination of that effort, along with our partners, we wouldn't be getting anywhere.
Well, Paul in Milwaukee has a question or a comment, so let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am a veteran of the 50K, 50-mile run that's done every May on the trail. And I'll have to say it's the fun run, quote-unquote, the lighter of the two that I've done. Working up to the 50-miler. But I was struck by how many different surfaces you go through. It's not just a trail. It's, I don't know, maybe a dozen or 15 different actual surfaces that you handle through that race. So I'm sure Jason will be in for that. Mm-hmm. But I was curious, again, to get more on what happened thousands of years ago to create the peaks and valleys. So I'll take my call after.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Mike, do you want to start with that?
Well, it's a difficult one for me to answer because I'm not qualified in that end of things. But the advance and the retreat of the glacier created a variety of different landforms across mm-hmm. the state, and in varying degrees, whether it was the ice itself or the melting or what have you. But in that 10,000 year ago range was that last glaciated period, and it didn't cover the entire state. Earlier, I think you might have referenced that the glaciation covered the state. In the last glaciation, it really only covered about 2/3 of the state, mm-hmm. and leaving what we call the driftless area in the southwest part of the state.
Mm-hmm. Jason, have you done a little research on this yourself to learn more about the trail?
A little bit. Probably the main part is that the glacier, my understanding is, it pushed so much rock and rubble in front of it and at the end of it. When it melted and retreated, it left this terminal moraine, which created the peaks and valleys and the kettles and all the different geological features that we have now that we get to enjoy as we run the trail.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful, obviously I haven't been on all 1,000 miles of it either, but I've been on some of it, and it's gorgeous. Stephanie in Aurora, Illinois, it's your turn. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey. Hey, Jason. This is your cousin.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey. Just calling to encourage you from the Chicago area, and appreciate the attention that Jason is bringing to the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And if anybody can do this, he can do it. We have watched him just do amazing things with running and competing, and we are all behind you, Jason.
I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. And Jason, yeah, in terms of why you're doing it, kind of for your personal fulfillment, but is there more to it, as Stephanie said?
Well, it's my next challenge. I think it's going to be my biggest challenge ever, but I want to raise awareness of the trail. I talk to so many people that really aren't even aware that it's extends throughout the state. They know it's maybe in their backyard or it goes through, it's down south, but they don't realize it's 1,079 miles long. And I'm encouraged to, like what Stephanie said, people are supporting me, and I want them to support the trail so we can convert all the roads that are still there, which is over 400 miles of roads, to the trails that are just so much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephanie.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck, Jason.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. And, we'll take another call here. Elizabeth in Genoa City, your turn. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. How are you? And I love what you're talking about. It's so exciting to hear you're bringing attention to this. I've been working about a year to connect the Prairie Trail from Illinois once it was brought to my awareness by a neighbor. And then I experienced where the Ice Age Trail was in Kettle Moraine, and I've spoken with Russ and worked with him on that. And our objective is to connect the Prairie Trail at the state line at Route 12 up to the White Trail and then eventually to Elkhorn up to the Ice Age Trail. So I just thought it might that might be interesting.
Oh, thank you very much for calling. It'll be great to have this connected all across the country, wouldn't it, Mike?
Well, yeah, we view the Ice Age Trail as not just a statewide or even regional entity, but a national entity. It is a national scenic trail. We have over 3,000 members that are across the state, or excuse me, across the country. And looking at the trail, there's it's had a lot of identity around the area.
Around the area, sure. And Jason, you probably studied the basic features of the trail. Talk about a little bit about those.
The section of the trail I'm most familiar with is the Kettle Moraine South, because mm-hmm. I've run there a lot. And the terminal moraine, you have some very high ridges because it would dump a lot of gravel, and you'd have under the glacier, you'd have like rivers flowing actually that would deposit a lot of sediments. And so you could be up on a ridge a lot and then looking over pretty deep kettles and bowls, I believe they call them. And I wish I was a geologist and I could give you all the details and something like that could.
Well, what are you doing to sort of prepare? I'm trying to imagine what you'll kind of footwear you'll have and
yeah.
what kind, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, I've got about 5 pair of shoes I'm training in right now to break them in. I'll be, like I said, about 46 miles a day to 54 miles a day. I've got a car. I've got two friends that are supporting me for the entire run. They'll be crewing me in a car. So at different road crossings, trail crossings, I'll have access to food and water. I'll carry a pack, probably about a 10-pound pack, which has a little bit of food and a water bladder in it. And then just doing maybe about 10 hours of running and walking a day. That's my plan. And that should equal about the 50 miles average a day.
Wow, so 10 hours, 50 miles, so 5 miles an hour.
5 miles an hour. And I think that there'll be a fair amount of walking. So even though I'm calling it a through run, probably about half the day, maybe a third of the day, it will be walking. Typically don't run up the hills. It takes too much out of me.
Yeah, and you might have to go across a beaver dam or something like that, too.
That's what I hear, and that worries me a little bit. I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'm going to... be tough getting across maybe swampy areas like that. And yeah. April does bring showers.
You bet it does. Jason Dorgan of Madison is planning to run the 1,000-mile route of the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin. It starts April 14th. He's got a website, I think. We'll talk about that, too. Mike Walmer, we'll talk about his website, too, the Ice Age Trail. He's the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of the Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation. If you have a question for us about the trail itself or about the run, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking the Ice Age Scenic National Trail across Wisconsin with Jason Dorgan and Mike Walmer. Thanks for listening in. By the way, if you have a question for them, give us a call. 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. And lots of callers online, so let's take some calls here. And Heather in Bergston, Minnesota, you're up. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Happy spring to the three of you. And Jason, as I'm getting up late this morning, but listening to you, looking at my 4 sleeping dogs, I think, you know, I love to make videos, and I'm a photographer and do other things. And I was hoping to hear that you were going to have somebody maybe doing some video of your run so that, like, on the public TV series with Visit Wisconsin mm-hmm. would be able to show parts of your run and some of the landscape that you're running over. And I don't know if you're planning on doing that. So that's my question, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Oh, thanks, Heather. It sounds like a great idea. What about it, Jason?
Yeah, that's actually one thing on my list still. I have not gotten it finalized yet. I would like to get as much publicity as possible. I'm actually going to carry a digital camera, though, that has video capability, and mm-hmm. I plan to document my run that way also. just personally.
Mm-hmm, just personally. But it would be cool. But, of course, you can't have a cameraman running along with you for the whole 1,000 miles. But it would be cool to have some video that would that might turn into a show of some sort. But I'm sure you're going to be snapping lots of pictures, too, and that will make for some good shows afterwards.
Yes, I think so.
I would think, yeah. Jesse in Viroqua, it's your turn. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I would just like to encourage Jason in his adventure. I just did an adventure myself. I was going to ride to Argentina on my bicycle, but I only got to Guatemala. And so I know exactly what it's like. And I just really want to encourage him.
Well, I thank you very much. That'd be quite a bike ride. Jason?
It's very long. I like biking also, but one thing at a time. And I, you know, other people like this. This motivates me too, though, because I know people, once you set your mind to something, unless there's a physical injury or something that really a mishap, it's possible. So yeah. It's very encouraging.
Thanks, Jesse. Andrew in San Antonio, Texas. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I got a question for you guys. I'm actually up here in Wisconsin, and wondering if bikes are accessible on the trail, as well as maybe any swimming laps or anything that's around there that you could use for water training.
Oh, well, let's turn that one to Mike Walmer. Mike?
Yeah, the Ice Age Trail is limited to just foot traffic throughout its length. There are a very few small multi-use sections of the trail, but 98% of it is restricted to foot traffic only.
Yeah, okay, so you have to leave the bike at home, Andrew.
No problem. Where can I find out more information about where the trail is and how to get on it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, the best bet would probably be to use our website. It's www.iceagetrail.org. It's been recently revamped, and while it's not 100% operational, you'll find everything you need to know about the trail there right now and more coming.
Well, I'm grabbing my shoes and heading out this weekend then.
All right. Thanks Enjoy. A lot. Thanks a lot, Andrew, for calling. And you know, there was a book published in 2004, The Ice Age Trail Companion Guide. And I'm wondering, 2004, there's been probably a few things added since then. But what about this book as a book for at least part of the Ice Age Trail?
Well, we have two books, both of which are very helpful. The Companion Guide was put together by a number of volunteers and staff in conjunction with our chapters to give people a section-by-section guide as to how to prepare and what to expect on different segments of the trail. There's also our atlas that we published more recent than that that has all updated maps of all the segments around the state. Both of those are due for republication next year and updating because every year, last year we put 15 miles of trail on the ground that wouldn't be included. We average about that each year from a couple different initiatives, both at the chapter level and at the mobile skills crew level.
So, yeah, and as I looking at the trail in here, there's a lot of, in this book, there's a lot of good information, a little description about the segment, each segment, and its length, obviously, and where you park, and if you're just going to do a little segment of it, and things of that nature.
If you're doing segment hiking or a long weekend, you don't necessarily have to be a through hiker to find that book of value. It'll help you for a 3 or 4 day hike. It'll help you just on an individual day.
Can we get that off the website, or is it available in any, probably in the bookstores?
It is available at a number of bookstores locally and around the region. We do them available through our main offices here in Madison. The shopping cart part of our website isn't quite operational yet. So
okay, we're still working on that.
Yeah, that we hope to have in place here within the next couple of weeks.
But the local bookstore can always order a copy for wherever a person might happen to be and get a copy. Because it's a pretty cool book. Let's go to Bernice in New Hope. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I used to work in the First Wisconsin National Bank building in Milwaukee many years ago. I'm 80 years old. And Ray Zomer, whose idea this was, worked on the same floor. And we often chatted about this. They didn't call it the Osage Trail in those days. But anyway, with his encouragement, my husband and I, and another gentleman and his family who also worked up there, would hike in the Kettle Moraine area. And it wasn't an organized trail at that point. But Henry Royce was our representative, our congressional representative. And he helped make a lot of this possible. Well, anyway, my children, who at that time would go hiking through the through this area, are now grandchildren. So I now have grandchildren. So it's all a long time ago.
Oh.
But anyway, my husband and I bought a farm, like a hobby farm, in the town of New Hope in 1963. And one day, as we drove up the road, we saw a sign that said it was the Ice Age Trail Crossing, which is about a half mile from my house. So now I live in the area of the Ice Age Trail.
Oh, that's so, that's a great story.
So if Jason had time for a cup of coffee or a bottle of beer, I'd be glad to run over there. But if he's going at the rate of 50 miles a day, I don't think he'll have time for this.
Well, I always want to take time to meet the people along the trail and hear these stories, because that's what makes it fun.
Oh.
So I'll take your information down, and you can check out my website, too, and contact me if you'd like.
Okay. If you had a cell phone and called me as you were approaching my crossroads here, I'd be up there to wave as you go by.
That sounds like a fun thing to do.
I'll tell you what, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get some information from you from Jim Packard, and we'll make sure that we get that passed on to Jason Bernice. And thanks very much for calling. Well, that's kind of nice and encouraging, Jason.
Yeah, put some smile on my face, just knowing that there's so many. And I've gotten a lot of emails for people that, you know, they want to join me for the run for a day or two, come out for part of a day, said, you know, let me know when you're coming through, you can stay at my place. It's just been great.
Yeah, how are you handling that? Are you really staying with friends or just people who have volunteered their homes? Because this is 3 weeks, so.
The initial plan was I didn't know what kind of response I'd get, so I was just going to basically hotel it or have a B&B and stay along the trail as close as possible, because I do have this support that I can just get to a finish point of the day, get in the car, and go to the hotel. And I'm going to need some downtime. So I just want to relax. But when people offer up their homes, I hope to take up some of the people on that opportunity.
Yeah, when you're done with that, you probably want a hot shower and a bed.
You know, surprisingly, I'm going to take an ice bath.
Ice bath? Why?
Keep the swelling down.
Oh, to keep the swelling down.
Yeah, that's my plan. As fun as that sounds.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd be up for that, to be perfectly honest. Joe in Cottage Grove, we'll go to you next. By the way, if you want to join in, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. And Joe in Cottage Grove, you're next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually had a couple of questions. One just came up, and I was just thinking about it when I was just listening to you right now. I guess the first one is, I live in Cottage Grove, and we have Glacial Drumlin Trail. I was just curious, is that part of the Ice Age Trail, or would that? And if so, will that actually be connected up through Madison to the rest of the trail? Mm-hmm. My second question is, and then I'll get off after this and listen on the air. Is as far as your training for to do this, what could you kind of just briefly describe what type of training you go through to actually prepare for a trip like this or a run like this?
Thanks very much, Joe. Jason, we'll turn to you on that. How do you train for something like this?
I've never trained huge miles, so what I've been doing about right now is about 50 miles a week.
Okay.
And I try to get one long run in the weekend, so maybe a 50K, which would be about 31 miles. And just really, at this point, it's just maintaining and not getting injured for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, you want to be real careful.
Yep. Keep up basketball.
Well, what about, Mike, then, what about the Glacial Drumlin Trail? Is that part of the Ice Age Trail?
Well, it's not part of the trail itself. I can't speak specifically to it. I believe that there's a section of the trail that might encompass the Drumlin Trail.
There's a little bit in Delafield,
yeah,
I believe.
I think that's the case. It's rather limited.
But just so a very small amount of it, and other people are really kind of in charge of operating. That's the DNR responsibility, is it not?
I couldn't be sure if it's state or county. I suspect it's state because it runs through a couple different counties.
Yeah, it runs through a couple different counties. So I think it really is the Department of Natural Resources that oversees the sort of the maintenance of the trail. And when we talk about a trail, can you describe, well, Jason, you run part of it. I mean, what is this big wide path? What does it look like for the person who's never been on it?
It'll vary quite a bit. But when you're talking about new trail that we've put down even like last year up in Cross Plains, it's typically single track. So mm-hmm. it's maybe you make a track 6 feet wide, but the walking area is only about maybe 2.5 feet wide. Mm-hmm. Enough for one person and then a little bit to pass people. And it varies in like where the bike trails, where the dual use trails are. It's a typical crushed gravel trail, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 bikes wide, very pretty flat, very easy walking. You get down in the southern Kettle Moraine, I think it's fairly common up north, rocks and roots and just a lot of quick ups and downs. You might go up for 100 feet, then you go over the hill, then right back down into the next little valley.
Yeah, I've walked that. That's a lot of up and down. There's a lot of up and down in some parts of that, but it's really, really quite pretty.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Jeff in Madison, your turn now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. You know, it's great to hear about walking the trail, and I've done sections of it, and I absolutely love it, and it's a lot of fun, but I've just thought I'd put in my 2 cents worth about people should come, and you're talking about how nice the trail is. I mean, this is all maintained by volunteers, and I'm one of them. My wife and I have a 4-mile section of trail that we maintain. It is one of the most enjoyable things to do. It's basically just getting out and mowing 3 or 4 times a year and making sure down trees aren't blocking things. You meet the most interesting people on the trails. It is what a great way to spend an afternoon. Being on the mobile skills crew is even more fun, where you actually get to play like a 5-year-old and play in the dirt. And we can't mention exactly how much partying we do afterwards, but the trail crews really know how to relax at the end of the day, too. I can't rave enough about how much fun it is to be an Ice Age Trail volunteer.
Oh, well, I'm sure, Mike Walmer, you like calls like that.
Well, Jeff and Bernice and what have you beforehand, they're so indicative of really one of the great assets of the trail. We talk so much about the landforms and terminal moraines and all the more technical talk, but the people you meet along the way and the enthusiasm for the vision that Mr. Zillmer put forth, you know, almost 50 years ago, 50 years, be our 50th anniversary next year. That enthusiasm that he talks about with our mobile skills crew initiative on building sustainable trail to a very high standard is setting the stage for the trail for years to come.
Now, describe, what is a mobile skills crew,
mobile skills crew, MSC is easier.
All right, the MSC, mobile skills crew, what would they do?
Well, the mobile skills crew puts together six mm-hmm. projects a year, basically, and has done so for the last 5 years around the state in key areas that either are a matter of recent land acquisition or maintenance, connecting, taking people off of off-road, to off-road segments of the trail. I think last year it generated 15,000 hours of volunteer time and continues to do, or has done that for years. It's grown from 8 or 9 people in the first year back, this will be the 6th operational year, to the point now where we're attracting 200 volunteers over the course of a weekend.
Oh man, so from Jeff's comments, it sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
It really is. You know, and just like Jason said, he needs his downtime at the end of the day. When we're out there building trail, we need our downtime too. And we've got a support crew that feeds us and takes care of all the volunteers that show up to help out. And in the evening, we've got such a variety of people that we've got people that are singing and playing guitars and dancing. And you'd wonder that we did anything all during the day to have that kind of energy at night, you know.
How do people get involved, by the way? I want to make sure we talk about that.
Well, the best way is really through our website. It gives links to our different efforts and our local chapters and the mobile skills crew and gives you that opportunity. Our calendar for 2007 is 6 projects this year, quite a few of them in the southern part of the state. Mm-hmm. The first one kicks off in Walworth County in May.
Mm-hmm.
There's one planning. It's really not open in the same sense that a regular event is, but we're actually involved with a new state park that was acquired last year by the DNR up in northwest Wisconsin. I don't know if it'll be called the Straight Lake State Park yet, but the state has asked to work with us to actually design the trail, which is a first for us to be solicited by the DNR. It's quite an honor.
It sure is. And Jeff, the website is iceagetrail.org.
Correct.
And Jason, you have a website set up too, don't you?
I actually also have a website. It's similar. It's iceagetrail1000.com. And I'm going to be doing daily updates on it so people can find me out on the trail during my run. And I also want to make it a place that people can look for information on doing their own through run or mm-hmm. some segment hiking.
So it's Ice Age Trail 1000.
100.com.
And the Ice Age Trail website itself is iceagetrail.org. Well, Jeff, thanks again for that call. Glenn in Eau Claire will give you a chance now. Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Appreciate the show. I've heard a couple other shows on the Ice Age Trail and hiking in Wisconsin here. One question is, you know, I've looked on some of the sites to find there's just gaps in the trail, and I don't know how to fill those gaps. You know, if I was to, I'd like to do the whole trail, but not all at once, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how to fill those gaps. And the other thing is, I just want to mention, I have cross country skied some of these trails, and it's just a great winter opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm. Comment for Mike Walmer.
Well, segment hiking is a very popular way to deal with the trail. We have a rather small number. I think it's under 20 people that have actually thru-hiked the trail in a continuous effort, but there's been countless others that have and are continuing to work on segment hiking the trail, much as Glenn is talking about, where you take, it could be as little as a day or as many, a few days to put them together and ultimately get up to that 1,000-miler award that we award to people that have accomplished that.
And there are some gaps in the trail, and how do you traverse those? Does the book help you out?
Yeah, that's where that companion guide really helps a great deal. Right now we've got about 600 walkable off-road miles of the trail completed. That will leave somewhere between 400 and 500 miles yet to go that are on road segments. They're typically on rural country roads. We won't take you down I-94 as a suggested connector. We always keep safety in mind for the hiker, and again, it's the experience thing. It's a little bit more enjoyable. If you can't be on the trail, at least you can, you know, be on a rural road and enjoy some of the landscape that the trail's set up to appreciate.
And Jason, back to you for a minute. We've had some questions about from runners as to how do runners join in along the way. Tell us about that.
Best thing to do, again, is check out the website. I also have an email address on the website, jason@iceagetrail1000.com. They can email me. I'll get in touch with them. And the best thing will be just kind of follow me along on the website, because even though I have a plan of 50 miles a day, it could change. I won't be doing 60 or 70 miles a day and getting ahead of myself, but I could be getting behind depending on the weather and just how the feet hold up.
Yeah, how the feet hold up. Yeah, that, 'cause that's, as we say, it's not a track that you're running on. That's for sure. Well, I tell you what, I want to give those websites again, iceagetrail.org. That's for the Ice Age Scenic National Trail. And Jason's is iceagetrail1000.com. And you're going to be entering in some comments and notes at the end of the day, some days at least, Jason?
Ideally, it's every day. I've got a friend that's going to help me keep the website up to date. Hope to have pictures and just some maybe some dialogue even and how things went.
Oh, well, that's great. I thank you very much for being with us today. And Mike, thank you so much. Real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. I want to wish on behalf of everyone associated with the Ice Age Trail, the thousands of us that we're all running with you, Jason, on this one. not quite as physically as you are, but
yeah,
we'll be with you. We'll be with you in spirit.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason, and thanks to you, Mike. Jason Dorgan of Madison is planning to run that 1,000-mile route of the Ice Age Trail beginning April 14th. He starts at Interstate State Park at St. Croix Falls. So if you're in, I don't know what time he's starting. I should have asked him, are you still there? We already lost him. I wonder what time he was going to be starting, because put that up on your website, Jason, because there probably, there might be a little crowd there to clap and wish you well on your way.
Well, I'll bet he's going to be starting early.
I bet,
with
yeah.
the schedule he's got put forward.
My guess is around dawn.
First light.
First light is probably when he's going to be starting. Mike, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Mike Walmer is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Ice Age Trail Park and The Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation. That's the right way to say it. And just once more, the iceagetrail.org for the Ice Age Trail, of course. And then if you want to follow Jason or get in touch with him somehow, go to iceagetrail1000.com. And he will, I'm sure, appreciate any comments that he gets along the way. And he'll certainly appreciate you watching his progress. I have to make sure that I check in on him and see how he's doing from one day to the next. Thanks again. Coming up, we're talking hybrid engine and other alternative vehicle technologies with a couple of guests. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.